You know what that music means, Bill.
It's time to dance.
same as it ever was. Yes. It is a Tech Tuesday. On the line with us, CNET senior editor Bridget Carey. How are you, Bridget?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. Is everything Apple once again?
Well, everyone's buzzing about everything that they announced with their software updates that are coming in the fall. That was, they had the big WWDC, the big conference for developers that flew in from across the world to hear how what they can do with software next. And really, there's a few key takeaways. One that has, I think, a lot of people buzzing, which is what Apple's going to do to help you stop your screen addiction.
Isn't this weird?
Would work against them.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fine balance here that Apple's doing. So, 10 years ago, they came out with, the iPhone, and then shortly after that, there's the App Store, and, hey, there's an app for everything. And then, how do we get here? Like, all these apps are trying to manipulate our lizard brains and keep us clicking, keep us scrolling, keep us watching. And now, do you have phone addiction? Well, there's an app for that, too. And so now Apple has made apps where you can turn off notifications in big chunks of time or when you're at a location. So let's say you're at the park with your child. No more notifications until you leave that zone. Also, being able to quickly just push down on a notification and say, I don't want to see this on my home screen anymore. Being able to, when you wake up in the middle of the night, just check the time and your screen is just filled with like a bunch of pop-ups. You get kind of wound up and woken up and you start going into it and it's hard to go back to sleep. Well, now they'll have a mode where you just want to check the time in the middle of the night? It's a black screen with white time, and that is it until it's time to wake up.
Good.
So, I kind of like that.
Yeah. There's also going to be an app where you can go in and see exactly which apps are really taking up the most of your time, like, and how many times you're opening the phone in an hour. Maybe you don't even realize that you're checking the phone 10, 20 times an hour. And if you think one app is just sucking up your time too much and you need a little help, you can say, all right, Instagram, I'm limiting you to 2 hours a day. And if you hit that limit, I mean, first off, that's a lot, but whatever you want to set it to, maybe just 30 minutes a day. And if you hit that limit, it goes, you only have 5 minutes left, and oh, you ran out of time, and you can push through if you really wanted to check it again. But, there's that nudge that, like, maybe you should just not look at Instagram. Well, the screen will just be white until you really, really want to. So, Apple, I should say, really took a lot of jabs at Facebook and Instagram, owned by Facebook, kind of saying, look at these apps that make you disgusted with yourself. We'll hopefully, give you a tool so that you can limit all that usage and like our phone again. Because Apple's got a problem, doesn't it? Do you like your phone anymore, or does it leave you feeling awful about yourself with neck aches?
Wow.
And wondering why you're scrolling for no reason and questioning what it's doing to your brain? So Apple has no choice but to do something about it, and yet, at the same time, it still needs you to kind of like Facebook a little, because then, you still need a tool.
Right.
But if you hate the phone so much, if you hate the experience so much, then why bother getting an iPhone? Just get any phone. The tool is awful everywhere, and they don't want you to think that way.
What an interesting stance for them to take.
It's
I'm kind of surprised.
Good, though.
Yeah.
Because it makes them look like the heroes.
Yeah, which
like
is
you're
their
gonna,
goal.
Yeah. Mean,
I'm not going to knock this stuff. This is all great. In fact, if you have kids, you can also monitor them and also put those same limits on them through family type of settings. That said, let's just keep in mind that, yes, they created the beast that caused this, problem, by having the apps just go too far and they're trying to wield it back. But if you hit your phone though, now they got to try to do something to scale it back.
I for years being on the radio, when Bill and I talk off the air, we make a point to say not for air if we're discussing something that we don't want on the air. And it's so funny because what happened in my house last night with two teenage boys is that, like, at 1 a.m, my younger son went to my older son's room, opened the door and said, why did you post that on Instagram? You didn't have my permission. So now there's this rule in our house because these goofy kids just videotape things unbeknownst to you. So now you have to get permission in our house. Like, am I cool to post that?
Yeah.
Because people are posting so much stuff
sure.
that you're completely unaware of. I think it's a good rule to have. Is this safe for air? Is it safe for posting?
Yep, I think that is an excellent habit to get into, yes.
Bridget, explain this to me. At Apple's developers conference, they made it so that now on FaceTime, you can have 32 people. Is it 32 people simultaneously on FaceTime?
Simultaneously, because, you know, I don't know about you. It's making me realize I don't think I have 32 friends.
Oh, no.
But I think maybe... I think it'd be good for like a small business, right? You know, for a business meeting. But yeah, no, 32 people at once, it would be madness. But get this, it also, you don't just chat with your face. You can put funny effects on your face, including ant emojis in real time. So have yourself like a talking dinosaur or a talking teddy bear or even a cartoon version of yourself. Also in
Bridget,
black and white.
The cartoon
also,
version of myself and myself are exactly the same. There's no difference at all.
So you can see how a video can get kind of nutty if you have a bunch of cartoons and people mixed up with 32 of them. But, you know, everyone's kind of excited because even though there's already been group chatting and things like Skype and whatnot, people, you know, don't always think about going to an outside app to group chat. They just want to have it work with their FaceTime. And I think for some people who don't know that there's other apps that already do this, they're kind of excited about it.
I'm telling you, FaceTime is an amazing thing. And Bill, I don't know if you use it a lot, but with kids away from home,
right?
You have a daughter who doesn't live here. Don't you use it more
about
frequently?
About once a week with Kylie in New York. But I'm trying to think, like, for me, that's the limit, is me talking to one other person. It would look like MSNBC if I had 32 people in here once. It would look insane. I don't think I can handle that.
What if your wife or other daughter wanted to jump in on it, you know?
I guess.
Here, I'll give you a good idea. My 2-year-old daughter's birthday was yesterday, and it would have been nice to sing happy birthday with the in-laws and my parents at the same time.
That's true.
Maybe I don't need 32, but just, you know, having both parents on.
Yeah, that's true.
On a call. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, all right.
All right, is there some one non-Apple related story you can share with us on this Tech Tuesday, Bridget?
Yeah, I got something kind of quirky. It's a Hot Wheels car that connects to a GoPro camera. So I always have the weird tech toys, and this is literally a toy with a tech on it. So Hot Wheels came out this month with a little normal die-cast toy car. Nothing high-tech about the car itself, except in the center, it has a way for you to snap in one of these cube-shaped GoPro cameras. It's called, like, the Hero 5 Session. The camera itself, there's two different versions. You can get it for $100 or $200. The car is $8. So,
yeah,
you know,
no kidding.
So it's kind of neat, you know, if you're, you know, a Hot Wheels fan or if you want to get creative, you can kind of capture video in real time as it goes through the tracks and even stream it on a phone and do slow motion effects. But I would say there was a little bit of a twist that could throw you for a loop. It's the fact that camera from GoPro is discontinued.
Oh, no.
So you can still find it online, but they stopped making more of them. So it's the kind of thing that, yeah, you could find it easily online. It's still sold at retailers and stores, too, but just don't expect it to be, you know, a lot of supply of it.
Bridget, I've seen versions. There's versions of this for model trains. They've been out for years. They keep perfecting them and making them smaller and smaller. So I knew it was just a matter of time. And this is Hot Wheels' 50th anniversary, either this month or next month. So it all makes sense.
Oh, yeah. It's this month, and it's just pretty rugged. I mean, you want to crash the car, you can get cool slow-motion video, you can dip it underwater, you know, so it could take a beating. I have it in my hand right now, so I'm looking forward to giving it a test run.
But why the bad timing on this camera being discontinued? It's unfortunate they didn't sync that a little better.
Well, maybe it was on purpose, because this is one way to get people to buy the rest of the inventory.
Oh, very smart.
The new kind of fun way to use it, because it is, it's pretty tough, you know, holding it together here. And the thing about the Session, it's a cube. It itself doesn't have a screen, so GoPro, you know, lovers tend to want to go to the bigger model that's a rectangle and has a screen on it. And people have been making these Hot Wheels that work with this GoPro on their own. If you go on YouTube, people have been printing, 3D printing their own cars. They've been trying to do this on YouTube for a long time. So YouTube people are like probably, you know, going, wow, finally they made something that they can do this.
I just came up with a great idea, and I'm sure it's out there, but I would like to put that on my dog, and then you could see what the dog's looking at, like when you put him in the crate overnight, right, and you come in. I'm sure there's already something out there like that, and if not, somebody needs to send me money for my
Wendy
idea.
Send Wendy money, everybody. That's a great idea. Well, Bridget, thanks so much. There's a lot going on, huh?
Always something interesting,
perfect,
whether it's enraging us or having us play with toys.
Yes, that's Bridget Carey from CNET. Visit the website at CNET.com. Thanks so much, Bridget.
All right, thanks. Take care.
All right, a quick break, some news, and then a whole lot more. Show Bill and Wendy on WGN.